This is Madam Misa doing the mixer questionnaire by Miss Yummy. So first things first, do post tags matter much, or do you just read the title? I actually only look for the post tags, and then I'll read the title if I think it's really necessary. Skip and skip. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? Yes, I've gotten so many since I started listening, so thank you. I really appreciate it. Do you like the sound of your own voice? Oh, I got no, I can't stand it. I feel like I talk through my nose. Which kind of audio is your favorite? I actually really, really love male submissive audio. But there's not a lot of it, so you guys should really get on that, please. Another skip. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? I do, actually. It's vaguely ambiguous, and I'm hoping I can get to hear more of him soon. And on to the explain yourself. Would you have sex while a porno is being played? Yes, I would, and I have. What is your most embarrassing slash funny sexual experience alone slash with someone else? It actually has something to do with the last question. I was having sex with a guy, and he actually had to put a laptop on my chest to watch porn while we were having sex. But in his defense, we were both really drunk, so I guess that gives him an excuse. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? I think it really depends on the situation. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? I would much rather watch someone else. I would be way too self-conscious to even think about having sex in front of somebody. What is the weirdest way you have ever gotten yourself off? Oh, it's really hard. When I was younger, I actually used our bathtub and had to like use my finger to direct the spray. And that's it was such an awkward situation. Like, I got lightheaded, and it was just weird. What is the fastest way to get you to come? Hitachi wand. It's gotta be most women's, right? What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Being chauvinistic and self-centered. That's honestly it. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? I actually really don't like seeing cum, so I guess in the back of the throat. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? I'm really excited about this because I've actually been thinking about it for a while. I've got three main songs. It's Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun, Adolescence by Incubus, and definitely Pussifer's Rev 2220, the Dry Martini mix, so look those up. Do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? I think, no. I don't think that love is the same as sex, or sex is the same as love. I think that you can love a person, and then sex can just be another way for you to become more intimate with each other. What do you prefer to be called or say? Daddy, sir, master kitten, baby girl, slut. I obviously enjoy being called madam. Also, sometimes mistress, sometimes miss, sometimes goddess. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? I am definitely a combination of moaner, growler, and a lot of gasping. Skip, skip. And one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed. I think bondage and pegging. Not really embarrassed, but I think I'd be more skittish to like try it out. Also, possibly lashing. So let's see how that goes. Preferences section. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yes, to an extent. I want to keep most of it in my scalp, though. Do you enjoy bondage? Light bondage. I'm not very much into a lot of rope or anything like that, but if the person's tied up, that's really enjoyable. Are you into playing with hot wax? No. ow. That would hurt for me. I'm definitely not a masochist. Have you ever been with someone older? Yes, but only by about a year, so I don't know if that really counts. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Of course I would. Not that I swing that way, very much, at least. Women are just very beautiful, and I can appreciate them for being things of beauty without being sexually attracted to them. Have you ever tried anal? Yes, I have, and with success. Have you ever been double penetrated? No, but I would love to try it. Have you ever had sex in public? Yes, I have. It was on the side of a road in an old old bug. And I almost got caught a couple of times, a lot of ducking when the headlights came by. Do you like being handled roughly? Only if it's thrusting, or if the person's like grabbing my hips, then that's okay. Are you very verbal in bed? Oh goodness, no. No, because if I was, then everything would end up turning into a that's what she said joke. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? I would much rather give than receive, but even while giving, I'm very hesitant. I don't like to hurt things. And another skip. Random things I just want to know. What's the worst porn you have watched? Oh geez, the worst porn I've watched. It was a woman taking a dildo about, I kid you not, about the size of a leg, and she put it up her anus, and like you could physically see the bulge coming from her stomach, like huge, just, oh gosh, it was terrible. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? I think it was like midget, like donkey show. Thing. Maybe that was just like a porn thing I heard, but I'm pretty sure that was a fetish somewhere. If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? The same thing everybody else would do in that situation: masturbate furiously and have as much anonymous sex as possible before the sun went down. What do you wish you had invented? I don't know if this one counts, but I'm hoping that somebody can invent a color-changing condom that changes colors when in contact with any sexually transmitted diseases or infections. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? I would travel everywhere, and I really want to just try out all of the like cultural foods and stuff. I think that'd be amazing. What's your most used phrase, dirty or not? I say balls a lot, like in exclamation. Definitely not in a dirty sense. I guess it could be used that way though. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? Oh god, maybe a couple hours ago. And last one, how do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? I think that aliens have to be out there. It's definitely got to be a possibility. I don't really think that they've made contact with Earth just yet, but it's there's so many stars and so many planets, there has to be something out there. As for ghosts, I don't know if they're real or not. I kind of just get freaked out about the notion, so I'll avoid that as much as possible until it becomes something I need to really take notice. And that's it. Thanks so much for listening all the way to the end of this. If you ever have any questions, feel free to hit me up in a message. I'm usually pretty talkative, and don't be shy.